What are we going to do? Oh, I know. Well, we got to do our Sneaky Pete tribute. Sneaky Pete passed away. If you don't know who Sneaky Pete was, well, shame on you. But we'll learn you. We'll learn you soon. But before that, we're going to hear a couple more brand new songs. Yes, it's early in the year, but there's just all kinds of great things out there already. The new Patty Griffin, which we heard last week, is awesome. It gets better every time I hear it. I don't think I'm going to have time to play anything from it again tonight. But wait, it's not out till next month, but I got it here. We'll play it next week for you. And we heard the new Hispanic Boys, and now here is more new music. We're going to hear new music from Tommy Womack. He's got a record coming out in late February called There, I Said It, which is a line from the song we're going to hear. Tommy Womack, you might remember him from such songs as Whatever Happened to Cheetah Chrome and his big 12-minute epic, The Replacements. Remember me playing that one? Do you remember that song? It's an unbelievable song. It's all about The Replacements. It's basically the replacement story set to a little tune, and it's an epic. But he's got a brand new record coming out, and it sounds like it's going to be a good one. Yep. We're going to hear something from it momentarily. But first, brand new music from Mr. Jesse Malin. He's got a record coming out early in March. It's called Glitter in the Gutter. And doing a duet with him on this album, none other than Mr. Bruce Springsteen. Yes, indeed. The song they duet on is Broken Radio. That's what it's called. It's not out till March. Wouldn't it be nice if we could play it for you now?
I was thinking about another time, still in my mind. Well, I used to know a little girl high on this world. You baby loves you more than you know. Raised on rivalry and rock and roll. Moving to the motor city so she lets go on the radio. Well, we never had a lot of cash, but we love those kids. Some say that she missed the boat, but she just burned the bridge. The angels love you more than you know. Talk about astrology. She was born in June. She danced with strangers and celebrities, empty stars in the full moon. I was thinking about the universe for what it's worth. All the one about the Phoenix bird, the tide and return. Moving to the motor city soul.
folks. This is D-Roll, and you're listening to the High Lonesome Sound on the Twang Trust. Wait a minute. Twang Trust? That's on CKUW 95.9 Winnipeg.
I'm never gonna be a rock star. I'm never gonna be a rock star. I'm never gonna be a rock star. There, I said it. So everybody give me your sympathy. The whole world ought to feel sorry for me. Never got my picture in a magazine. Never had sex in a limousine. And I'm never gonna be a rock star. There I said it. Know that I do. Nobody gets to hear me whine like you do. It's a guy thing, I guess. I can't explain. The hair might go, but the dream remains. And I'm never gonna be a rock star. I'm never gonna be a rock star. There I said it. Getting up every damn morning enough. I got buddies on the tour buses taking that ride. While I'm getting older and jealous with an itch inside.
Well, there you go. Brand new music from Mr. Tommy Womack. You know, it's, I mean, I like the song and all, but it's, I can't relate to it at all. No, I just can't. In my album, by the way, it's in the can, but I'm waiting on the artwork. Isn't that the way it always is? Damn artists. Damn graphic artists. Before Tommy Womack, Jesse Malin with special guest Bruce Springsteen. It's true. Little number called Broken Radio from his soon-to-be-released album, Glitter in the Gutter. Yeah, both those unique exclusives to the Twang Trust. Yes, indeed. Well, he passed away this week. Sneaky Pete. Are you hep to Sneaky Pete? Sneaky Pete Kleinow. He defined and expanded the role of the pedal steel guitar in the late 60s country rock scene, right up through the 90s, really, and beyond. Prior to becoming afflicted with Alzheimer's disease, which is what claimed his life this week. And besides being an integral member of the Flying Burrito Brothers, yes, along with Chris Hillman and Graham Parsons, Pete appeared on record by just a wide and unlikely range of artists, including Dillard and Clark. He played with them a lot back in the early 60s, or late 60s, rather. He's even on Billy Joel's debut album, for Pete's sake, in 71. He's on John Lennon's Mind Games album, as well as a few Yoko Ono records. Yes, Yoko Ono had pedal steel guitar. Who'd have thunk it? Let's see, he's played with the Bee Gees, Minnie Riperton, Sly and the Family Stone. And more recently, he actually played with the Golden Palominos And for your Canadian content, you played with the Grapes of Wrath and George Fox, as well as the Lemonheads, and just oodles of others. For bridging old school country traditions with a new school attitude, Sneaky Pete, we salute you. Here is possibly Pete's first recorded work on a 1965 session by seminal surf instrumental combo The Ventures. This is a number called Blue Star.
Understand now you're not with the big KC. my big gay heart.
Hurts me. I'm Mark Culley.
I'm Chuck Mead.
And I'm Robert Reynolds.
And we're the Hillbilly All-Stars.
And you're listening to both kinds of music on Twang Thrust.
CKUW.
95.9 FM.
Hey folks, this is Russell DeCarl from Prairie Oyster, and you're listening to the High Lonesome Sound on the Twang Trust, CKUW 95.9 FM, Winnipeg.
It's a lazy day. Now isn't it better? Didn't you?
The late Sneaky Pete Kleino there introducing country music to the world of fuzz boxes and backwards recording. Yes, indeed, the Flying Burrito Brothers from their 1970 album, what's the thing called? Burrito Deluxe, of course. That's the name of the band that continued until very, very recently, in fact, with Sneaky Pete being a big part of that outfit, carrying on that music. We heard something from the Burritos' debut before that, Christine's Tune. Then we went back a couple of years before that with Dillard and Clark, Through the Morning, Through the Night, featuring Sneaky Pete and the Lemonheads before that. Yes, indeed. Sneaky Pete featured on a couple of tracks on the Lemonheads' Come On, Feel the Lemonheads album. We heard Big Gay Heart there. And we started it all off with possibly the first thing Pete ever put to vinyl. Certainly the most notable thing. Anyways, Blue Star by The Ventures. Yeah, what do you know? We got more Sneaky Pete coming up for you. In fact, we're going to do something. I mean, now he played with all those folks. Now, that's all, you know, fairly standard country rock stuff. After the Burritos sort of dissolved or disintegrated, at least partially, Sneaky went on to play with all sorts of folks, including this next guy. And this, I believe, is going to be a Twang Trust first. First time we've ever played Stevie Wonder. Yeah. Yep, believe it or not, we're going to play Stevie Wonder here on the Twang Trust. This is something from Stevie's album, what's this thing called? Came out in 1974, Fulfillingness's First Finale. Yep, say that once. this is, believe it or not, Stevie Wonder, Too Shy to Say, featuring the pedal steel guitar of Mr. Sneaky Pete Kleino.
And I can't Hi, Winnipeg. This is Emmy Lee Harris, and you're listening to the Twang Trust on CKUW 95.9 FM.
There's a light, a certain kind of light that never shines on me. I want my life to be here with you, to live with you. There's a way, I know everybody said, just to do everything that I can. But what good will it do if I can't have you? If I can't have you. Thank you.
Gumby theme died on me. I thought that might happen. Oh, geez. Oh, well. Did you know that Sneaky Pete was involved in Gumby even prior to getting involved in music? Crazy, huh? It's true. He was one of the main Gumby guys back in the day. You know, Little Green Gumby? Yeah, it's true. Sneaky had a sideline job. Besides playing music, he did special effects and stuff and stop-motion animation and all like that. He even won an Emmy for something a few years back and actually worked on one of the Star Wars movies. Whichever one had Gumby in it. I forget which one. I think that was Empire Strikes Back. Is that the one with Gumby in it? I think so. But yes, we've been playing, listening to the pedal steel stylings of Mr. Sneaky Pete Kleiner, who passed away this week. What did we just hear? Before the Gumby theme abortion there, we heard the Lemonheads, the other song from Come On Feel the Lemonheads that featured Sneaky Pete, Being Around. And the Flying Burrito Brothers, of course, the band he co-founded, To Love Somebody, the old Bee Gees chestnut. The Rave-Ups before that. Ah, what a great reason to pull out the Rave-Ups again and play that song in particular, Radio. Boy, that's got to be one of Pete's finest moments there on that track, boy. This album from 1984. Yeah. And we started that off with Stevie Wonder, Too Shy to Say. A little bit of differentness there for you twang trusters, huh? Yes, from Fulfilling This's first finale. We heard Too Shy to Say, Stevie Wonder, a twang trust first. Well, well, yeah, well, geez, we didn't get to hear that Gumby song. I wonder if it'll... No, see, I burned that on a disc, and it's got a glitch on it, and I thought, you know, some song is going to mess up. And sure enough, it was the Gumby theme. But fear not, Gumby fans. In honor of Sneaky Pete, we're going to play this song here. We've played this before. I'm sure we'll play it again. It's a very moving, epic tale from the Wild West. It's the Ballad of Gumby.
He rode out of the west with a star on his chest, and he tried his best to make it stay. In the heat of the day, 10 stars won't stick to clay, but what the hey, he rode on anyway. He was Gumby. He was a hell of a gun, but the hot midday sun was a burning, dirty and mean. And it's harder to shoot when your gun's hot to boot and your hand's custom green plasticine, like Gumby's. Well, word got around when he rode into town, and soon it spread to the local saloon. And the message was clear when it got to the ear of a bad guy named Soggy Lagoon. Now the goon was so tough he chewed cactus and stuff and used a rattlesnake bullwhip for floss. He wasn't intimidated by anyone animated, and he aimed to show Gumby who's boss. He aimed to show Gumby. I hear you got feet of clay, Gumby heard Lagoon Bray. I hear you're putty, you're soft, and what's more, I'll flatten you, said Lagoon, and say Marshall Cartoon, that's the dumbest looking horse I ever saw. And the whole saloon started to roar. You can laugh and joke, Gumby smiled as he spoke, but don't you pick on my pony pal Pokey. Lagoon jumped to his feet, said, meet me out in the street. Gumby obliged with a curt okie dokie. Hot dusty town, folks gathered around, for about to take place was a showdown. 60 paces away stood the marshal of clay, who Lagoon was a fixin' to mow down. It was Gumby. Now Lagoon looked real mean, and Gumby well green on the scene of that duel in the sun. But not to be beaten, Lagoon took to cheating, and before the word draw drew his gun on Little Green Gumby. The town was struck silent, for the action so violent, as Gumby fell to the dusty old street. The only sound for miles around,
hey guys, could you keep it down,
was the love dog a tiny clay heartbeat. It was Gumby's. The folks turned toward Lagoon, and in a huddle they soon ran him clear out of town on a pole. And though they were trying, the kids couldn't stop crying, 'cause in Gumby's 10-gallon hat was a big bullet hole.
Little green Gumby.
Then up, something popped and the crying just stopped. And as the dust settled there in the street, like a bad episode from the Twilight Zone, it was Gumby back on his feet. Gumby coughed a tiny cough and he dusted himself off and said, "Folks, I'm really okay. Lagoon missed me today, his shot went this away, but my head slopes that away. Yeah."
Taking a bow to uphold the name, the Roy Brothers. We've been down every highway and each country lane in our van called Big Red, or by pony or train. It's part of the job, part of the game, the Roy Brothers.
Ride on, you band brothers, ride on the Roy Brothers' side. Ride on, you band brothers, ride on the Roy Brothers' side.
Yeah, we've seen them come and we've seen them go, and it's proof one ape don't make the show, and we're carrying on as only we know, the Roy Brothers. We're going anywhere, the money is green, and a few dozen places well in between. So watch for us soon when we make the scene, the Roy Brothers.
Ride on, you band brothers, ride on, the Roy Brothers, ride. Ride on, you band brothers, ride on, the Roy Brothers, ride.
Shoot 'em up, gang, rough round and angry, we don't give a hang. And once we're gone, we'll go with the bang, the Roy Brothers. Yeah, we come out of nowhere, we're headed the same, and we got no regrets and there's no one to blame, 'cause we're taking a vow to uphold the name, the Roy Brothers.
said him no goodbye. Boy, you shouldn't even try. They were mighty surprised when they see with their eyes. Window passing them by. It was a Martinsville, Leedsville, Danville dirt track. Window driving them wild. Didn't have no sponsors or a whole lot.
Look at that. Time to go. Time to go. Al is standing by to get you wrongly wired. What did we just hear there? Oh, we heard some ballads. We heard the ballad of Wendell Scott from Mojo Nixon. We heard the ballad of the Leroy Brothers from the Leroy Brothers. And we heard, of course, the ballad of Gumby from Rick Shulman. Who's Rick Shulman? I don't know. And we're sending that ballad of Gumby out to the memory of Mr. Sneaky Pete Kleino. Yes, indeed. That's it for the Twang Trust, kids. I'll be back next week for more fun. Maybe we'll have the Gumby theme song fixed by then. Let's hope so. Be here for it.
Then move the trees. The copses nod, wings flutter, voices hover clear. O just and faithful knight of God, ride on, the prize is near. So pass I hostel, hall and grange, by bridge and ford, by park and pale. All armed I ride, whate'er betide, until I find the Holy Grail. Said the lonesome